Today on We Really Like Musicals and We Have Opinions About Them, so we made this podcast to tell you our opinions about them, parentheses, the musicals we're talking about, Into the Woods. So grab your cape as red as blood, your cow as white as milk, grab those slippers as pure as gold, and put up your hair as yellow as corn, right? We're going into the woods, baby! Into the woods, da 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 da. Into the woods, da da da. The giant.
Into the podcast, here we go. Into the podcast, no one knows. Into the podcast, here we
doing a show. All the way together. Together. You know what's great about Into the Woods?
What's great about Into the
Woods? Is you can say whatever you want forever, and then at the end, if you just go Into the Woods, people are like, is that the, you know, that might actually be the lyrics.
Yeah, I don't think anyone knows all the lyrics, so could get away with anything.
Well, good show. I was going to say good morning, but
that good show, everyone.
Good show, everyone. Today we're talking about Into the Woods, aka Weirdest Grocery List Ever, the musical. Thanks to Terrifyingly B on Instagram for that alternate movie title. Remember, if you have an alternate movie title for one of our upcoming episodes, which we'll tell you about, you can reach us on Instagram or on Twitter at WRLMPodcast, and you can use hashtag WeReallyLikeMusicalsPod. So, yeah. We're going to be focusing more on the movie of version of Into the Woods, I would assume, just because, well, because I've only seen that version. You've seen multiple versions. I'll ask you now and then the differences.
What about the 1991 version? You saw that one?
No, with Bernadette Peters on Broadway?
Oh.
No, Broadway. I was a little baby.
Well, I wasn't alive, so.
I was just a little baby. Prepare to be spoiled,
Were you a spoiled little baby?
No, so
that's a reference to last week's podcast. If you haven't listened to that,
yes, go listen to that episode. You will be presently surprised and pleasantly surprised.
You'll be surprised with a present of our jokes.
Yes. So we're talking about Into the Woods today. If you haven't seen Into the Woods. Well, first hit pause, go watch it. Hey, welcome back. Thanks for watching Into the Woods. So, what'd you think? No, this
what
is
if
a play.
We, what if we did just start to hear a voice in our headphones right now?
Oh, that'd be creepy.
I thought.
I'd be so scared. So this movie is basically, it's a fairy tale. Or it starts that way, at least. It's kind of, the idea is, let's say a fairy tale happens, these normal stories, Cinderella, Little Red Riding Hood, Jack and the Beanstalk, and let's say they got their happy ending. What happens after that? You know, what once the credits roll to the normal movie, like of Cinderella or whatever, what happens after the credits? And so halfway through this, you kind of get that picture of what could have happened after the happy ending, and it's a not so happy ending, I guess you would say.
Wah, wah.
Yeah. People die, trees get knocked over.
The trees are just trees.
Everybody dance and have fun in the woods.
Till the trees crush your head.
Mm-hmm. Let's start from the top.
Start at the very beginning.
Different musical.
Right, sorry.
There's a very long scene that introduces kind of them going into the woods. So there's like 15 minutes worth of just people going, like giving reasons why they're about to go on this journey into the woods, into the bush. Into the
sticks.
Into the
desert.
into the ocean. No, not the ocean. The tar pits. So they sing for very long about what they're doing. And when I first saw this, it went on so long that I was, and it was my first time seeing it. I was convinced it was never going to slow down. And there, every song was just going to be da 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 into the woods, and just like just more talking, kind of talk singing, I guess. Sondheim, yeah. Stephen Sondheim wrote this, and he's very famous for that kind of talk singing feel, like in Sweeney Todd and other things he's done. But I don't know. It just seemed like every song was going to be like da 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 into the woods.
Well, did you like that, or are you saying it was annoying?
I liked it to begin with, and after 15 minutes of it, I would not knowing where it was going to go, I wanted it to stop. But now that I've seen it twice, I don't mind
twice
it as much.
Nice.
That's what they say. I don't mind it as much because I know it will stop eventually.
Okay.
But the first time I was just like, this will never end. I don't know. What do you think of that first song?
Well, the first time I saw it, I was a child. I was uneducated.
I was a child.
I had no idea it was a musical. So, that was a fun surprise.
Wait, so you had no idea before you watched it, or after you walked away from it as a kid, you were like, there was singing in that?
Yeah, when it was over, somebody was like, remember that part, Into the Woods? And I was like, no.
What?
Like, wait, what movie did you just watch? Dadoo. no, yeah, so I just had no idea what I was getting myself into. And like you said, I mean, it's not like a normal musical where it's very, like, rhymey, and it's very, like, I don't know, put together well, poetic. Like, it's just kind of people just speaking what they're thinking, and they're
yeah,
just...
it's a different kind of poetry. Yeah. There's a lot more alliteration, but it's not your typical, like, I wouldn't call it a sing-along. You have to be pretty skilled to be able to sing along to this.
Yeah, and so a person not even knowing there was music in it, that it was just like, whoa, what's happening?
Yeah, that's got to be an overload.
Yeah, and I was just laughing through a lot of the first part because it's just like, and we have a cow and we're going to take it to market and here he goes and you're mean and I hate you. And I'm
and the mom keeps slapping Jack. Jack's mom
she
keeps...
slapped him like three times.
Oh, yeah, I was about ready to call CPS.
Yeah, you got out your phone, you started dialing, and I was like, who are you calling?
And I was like, Ghostbusters, because there's so many ghosts in this movie, as we already talked about.
We hadn't even gotten to the ghosts yet. You just knew.
Giant busters.
There you go. That's who they needed. Why didn't they do that?
Okay, so we get a mission, I think. And that this obviously changes halfway through once we get the happily ever after things. And think the plot kind of changes. But the first half is kind of this, there's this goal to get these four items. The baker and his wife are looking because they've been cursed by a witch, obviously. You know, that old chestnut. They've been cursed
chestnuts
by a witch.
Chestnuts roasting on an open fire.
Witch. What?
What?
I don't know. The witch cursed that family, the baker's family, because the baker's dad stole food out of her garden. And she was like, you have to give me your firstborn kid. Fair trade. You know.
Baby for some carrots.
Yeah, baby carrots. yums.
That's how that started.
But so the witch is like, if you want this curse to be unbroken, you gotta go get, and let's listen together, because we know these so well. You gotta go get a cow as white as milk. You gotta go get the cape as red as blood. You gotta go get that hair
as
yellow
as corn.
And you gotta
get the shoe,
those slippers.
The slipper
as
pure
as gold. There's gold in them, there's slippers.
There's a snake in my boot.
There's a snake in the woods.
Into the woods.
Into the woods and out of the woods and then
snakes.
Snakes.
I'm scared.
Speaking of being scared, Johnny Depp dressed as a wolf, am I right?
You're right.
How come he looked like that?
I couldn't tell you.
This is a bizarre world we have where horses look like horses.
Yeah, but wolves look like people dressed as wolves.
Like, wolves look like they're in a play, a stage play.
Yeah.
I don't know why they did that.
But how would you have done it?
Computer animated. I don't know. Really? I would have had a wolf.
Like CGI?
Why not? For people having seen the play and having seen an actor come out on stage dressed as a wolf, then to go see the movie version, you expect it to be slightly different than the play version. And I think that would have been one thing to make it even more different is to make, like, hey, we can make the wolf an actual wolf now instead of a person dressed in a top hat with ears coming out of it, you know, like a bunny rabbit in Alice in Wonderland or something.
Yeah, but then it wouldn't be Johnny Depp.
It would have. It would have been his voice. It just wouldn't have looked like Johnny Depp.
Yeah,
and
but
Johnny Depp
looked
goofy.
Like
I liked it, but like the song was good, although the song was creepy, too.
Like, well, hey, yeah, everything about it was creepy.
Yeah. What's this? Yeah, the song's called Hello, Little Girl. Great title.
Great way to start.
Hello, little girl. Oh, but I will say that that's one of my favorite parts is when Johnny Depp eats Red, who's on crack, by the way.
Yep, she is.
He eats her, and then they do the flashback of her getting swallowed, and they're in like this big room that's like supposed to be the inside of the Johnny Depp wolf's belly.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I thought
you
that,
thought was realistic?
No, I just thought it was funny.
Yeah, it actually looked kind of fun. It looked like it one of those like water beds with like a sheet, a purple sheet draped over it. I was like, I'd jump on that.
Yeah. And then James Corden as the baker.
Wait. I mean, that's where you were going.
Wait for it.
Different musical. But yeah, can we talk about James Corden for a minute? Because
he killed it.
Wow. All right, that's all I have to say.
Wow. No, let's roll off of what I was saying. I just think it's funny when he cuts open the wolf and he peers through the little slit. It's like this giant James Corden face.
He just sticks one eye.
Yeah.
Is anybody in there?
But no, he's hilarious in this musical. He sings great in this musical.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of before he was famous, before he had the talk show. Like right on the he was getting sort of famous in England, and then he did this movie, and then he got his talk show. So he's like, it was like right in the middle of him slowly becoming famous. I think in the future, this will be one of those things like James Corden will be really well known and people will be like, oh, I didn't know James Corden was in that movie.
I got news for you.
What? What's the news?
That was basically my thought process. Like, I think I kind of knew who he was when I first watched it, but I have such a better, you know, knowledge and appreciation for him now. And so then once we started it, I was like, James Corden, get out of here. No, stay.
Yeah, he's really funny. There's that one part where, what does he say?
He says, the kid says something and he just laughs like a maniac.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, speaking of funny, we're kind of skipping ahead here, but Chris Pine and what's the other guy's name where they sing the agony? You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Would you say that's your favorite scene? Because you said I love this song when it came out.
100%.
Hundo? 100%.
100%.
Why is it your favorite scene? Just because it's funny? Because they rip their shirts open?
Yeah. No, it's great because like the one guy rips his shirt and then the other guy's like, I've got to do it bigger than that. And so he rips his shirt even more. Mm-hmm. But yeah, that whole scene is just like, I mean, the musical's not serious, but when the song starts, you're like, okay, cool. Like they're just singing about their situation. That's cool. And then like immediately you can just tell it's my horse is bigger than your horse. And they're just going back and forth trying to, like, one-up each other. And that's just, I mean, it's just funny because you never, obviously, you don't have, like, princes together in any sort of fairy tale. So it's, like, an interesting dynamic of, like, oh, I'm in more grief than you are. And going back and forth and being on top of the huge waterfall and how scenic it is and how they're just, like, laying around, like, singing to the sky. It's just amazing.
Yeah. And they kind of come off as kind of like dim-witted princes too. And I will say, I noticed this. I don't know if it was intentional, but I like to think it was. But there's no harmony.
Dude,
in that song.
don't steal this. I was going to talk about this.
Is this a thing? Is it a real thing?
Well, no, but I was going to say how when I watched it, I was mad that there wasn't harmony. And then it just occurred to me, like, of course there's no harmony because nobody wants to do the harmony because they're both
wanting to do the melody. For the melody. Yeah.
And then I was like, that's brilliant. Like, that's
it's so good.
Right?
Yeah.
Yes,
it's
I was
so
planning
good.
On bringing that up.
Well, you're welcome.
But great minds think alike.
Who are you again?
I don't know. Can I leave?
Yeah. Bye.
Okay. See ya.
Let's kind of talk about, because we're kind of skipping ahead, but let's say you've mainly got like, it's like three or four different stories going on. So you've got, you've got Cinderella going to the ball, and she's trying to get the prince. You've got the baker and his wife looking for the cure,
the stuff like that.
You've got we did too many inside jokes on this podcast, I think.
I know, and if people don't listen to last week's episode, they're not gonna know.
If you don't listen to every episode of this podcast, what are you doing? You're missing the jokes, man.
But it's okay. If you just laugh along, pretend like you know, we won't tell.
Yeah. Also, if you do listen to it, rate and subscribe. Thanks. Okay, bye. What else do we we have Jack and the Beanstalk going on.
Mm-hmm. Rapunzel.
We have Red Riding Hood. Is that it? I think that's it. And then the witch is just kind of a catch-all witch. What else do we have? Red Riding Hood. She's the cape, basically, that the baker and the wife are looking for.
Yeah.
She's got the cape as red as blood. And she says, she sees Johnny Depp as nice, but not good. And she sees the baker as good and nice. So she says nice is different than good.
Does she say he's both? He's both nice and good?
Well, it'd be rude if she looked at him and said, you're good, but not nice.
Well, but I bring that up because originally he comes up to her and he snatches her cape away and he runs away.
True. Maybe she says you're not nice. I don't remember. But
yeah,
she's on crack, so it don't matter.
Yeah, we don't listen to what she says.
My back is freaking killing me.
Do you need to stretch it?
Oh,
do some
man.
Yoga?
Maybe. Anyways. Giants in the Sky. Did you like this song?
Giants in the Sky. That is what we are. I don't know where that came from.
No, this is where Jack's like recounting what he did. Like, there are giants in the sky.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know how I felt about this song. I don't know if I liked it, actually. This whole musical has a lot of hit or miss things for me.
Really?
Honestly.
Okay.
Like, I like the majority of it, but even songs like this, I think I like Giants in the Sky, but I feel like, and maybe this is just a Sondheim thing, but I feel like he could have put more melody in there than he did. And sometimes it sounds lazy. Like, instead of making things rhyme with meter, he's just like, there are giants in the sky. And then he's like, oh, I have a whole lot more to say, but it won't match again. And he's like, there are giants filling buckets up with gold inside the sky. Like, I'm like, what the heck? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I guess so.
I don't
so.
Know the words, but.
I mean, that didn't strike me as weird. I just, it's just one of those songs that's a little bit more boring.
Were there any songs during the musical that where you just go, well, cut it. This is boring. Get it out of here.
You need to cut it. I mean, I think that there are some songs that could have just been, like, for instance, Jack could have just walked into the scene and gone, there are giants in the sky. And then that could have been the end of that scene. Because he's told them, they know, they can move on.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
But I understand he's a kid. He's excited. He's going to make up his own tune. I mean, it's a pretty good tune for him to make up. On his own.
There were giants in the sky. I guess so.
Well, I mean, it's better than the songs you made when you were his age.
False. And it's way worse than my Killing Babies the musical songs.
I don't think you made that when you were eight.
No. All the songs I made when I were eight. Oh my gosh.
When I was eight. Good in school.
Yeah. They were all about poop. Yeah.
Yeah, so, like I said, I'd rather hear about giants in the sky.
I don't know. I'd rather hear about poop in the sky. That's funny.
Well.
There's poop falling from the sky.
That's frightening.
Boy, I think half the people just turn this off. Oh, it's one of those shows. Talking about poop. How old are these guys?
That's personal.
Yeah, we're not going to tell you our age. My back hurts.
My back hurts and I'm wearing a fedora.
Nobody needs to know that I'm wearing a fedora every time we record one of these.
This is your fault. You're the one who chooses but you don't have to wear it.
You don't have to talk about it. Speaking of choosing.
Or choosing. We could talk about the shoes.
The slipper? The gold slipper?
Yes. The slipper is pure as gold.
Okay. You want to talk about it?
Not really.
Go for it. Okay. that was one of the songs where she gets stuck on the steps. Did you like that song? Because that for me, that was one of the ones where I said, mm-mm.
Why?
I just thought, like, do we need a whole song about her taking her shoe off? It was kind of the same thing with the Jack song.
No, it's so much more than that, though. She's a super indecisive person. She doesn't know what she wants. So she's on the steps, and she's like, I got to make a decision here, you know? Am I going to let him catch me, or am I going to run away?
Is this song the same melody as the Giants in the Sky song? I can't remember. Oh, but there was one. There was one where there was a few characters sang the same melody, but it was just different words.
Yeah, I mean, to be fair, it's kind of like the whole musical does that. I mean, it's
either it's
the same
operatic.
Or similar themes.
Yeah.
So it could be, but I mean, I like that song because I think it's. And it's cool how everything just kind of freezes because she's in her own head and she's trying to figure out what she wants to do. And she's singing about it because that's how this movie is. Everybody's singing their inner, you know, monologue thing. And so, yeah, I really liked it. I thought it was very, very cool and introspective.
Okay. With her shoe in the goo.
Okay. Now you're making it sound like it's stupid. But, yeah, I mean, that was a... I thought you'd enjoy that part because it was very rhymey.
What else in the, let's say, the first half of this musical? Because the first half, like, as we said before, is very different than the second half. It's much more maybe joyful, hopeful.
Mm-hmm.
There's more of a journey.
Just a city boy.
Oh, my gosh.
Born and raised.
In the woods.
There we go. Bringing it back. Back to reality. Oh.
Oh my gosh. It never ends. Constant
sorry.
References.
I'm sorry. Sorry.
No, it's okay.
I'm sorry. Sorry. That's Beyonce.
Is it?
Yeah.
That's beyond me.
Okay.
Anything else in the first half where you're just like, yeah, that's my jam?
Just a lot of things.
Okay, that's good.
I mean,
very vague answer. I like it.
Yeah, and I mean, I love the part where Cinderella's riding along with her prince and they look over and the baker's wife's like, thanks for the shoe, I have a baby now.
I know. Yeah, because I do like when she's like, give me your shoe, I want to have a baby. And she's like, that doesn't make sense.
Yeah, there's a lot of good little lines in there. I like
I don't know if are those part of the actual play or is that stuff they added in for the Disney version?
Ooh.
Like
great
did Sondheim
question.
write that stuff? I don't know.
I'll ask him later.
All right. Next time you see Sondheim, just because
I didn't even
all,
know what his name was when you had
yeah, I kept
there.
Saying this is a Sondheim musical and you said a song what?
I thought you were like having a small seizure with your mouth.
Yeah, I'm one of those mouth seizures that I always have.
Sondheim.
Oh, Gesundheit. Boy. Yes. Okay, now is the time on the show where, Elise, you're going to rate the facts I give you. So here we go. This is
new
thing called Rate My Facts. Rate my facts.
And that's a fact.
All right. I got to take off the fedora for this.
Thank goodness.
So, back in the early 90s.
Wow. Do y'all see what I have to deal with?
Back in the early 90s, Columbia Pictures was going to make a version of Into the Woods, and it was going to star Cher as the witch, Robin Williams as the baker, Goldie Hawn as the baker's wife, and Steve Martin as the wolf. Oh, and Danny DeVito as the giant.
Oh.
What do you think of that?
First
of all, hilarious that Danny DeVito plays a giant.
Yeah, I mean, is that just the most ironic thing you've ever heard, or?
It's one of the one of them, yeah.
Huh. Well, what happened to it?
They attempted it, but I guess nothing. It says nothing came beyond a reading. They did a reading of it, and maybe they didn't get financial backing.
They said so, trash it.
Yeah. First of all, what do you think of Cher as the witch?
That scares me. Cher, whoa, wait, that's good.
Cher is a scare?
Scary Sherry. Be wary.
Oh gosh. It scares you. Yeah, I can see it, but I don't want to.
You want to unsee it.
Yes.
Well, maybe that's why they canned it.
What about Robin Williams as the baker? So the baker is basically, I would say he's the main character.
Yeah, that sounds dope to me. I'd watch that. I also had a dream about Robin Williams where we were dating, so.
Oh, so you're dating the baker. Well, moving on up, you're the baker's wife.
Yes! Hooray! Into the woods, into my death.
Oh my gosh.
Spoiler alert.
What, Robin Williams is dead?
No, that I'm gonna die. The baker's wife dies.
Oh, the baker's wife dies. I thought she meant, I took this way too real. We're getting way off topic. What do you think of him as the baker?
All right. Baker? I hardly know her.
Every chance you get.
I know. I had a really good one the other day, but I can't remember it.
Doesn't matter.
All right.
It's probably about the same amount as funny as all the other ones.
Which is, how would you rate that joke?
Wait, we got to rate my fact first. We're not even done with my fact.
Hold on. Rate the joke first.
I give it a 7.5.
Wow. Okay, that's not bad.
No.
I give the fact a 9.
Wait, don't rate the fact yet. Tell me what you think of Robin Williams as the baker.
I already rated it.
What'd you say?
I didn't hear me. Okay.
No. Neither did the listener didn't hear you either, in my opinion. Sorry, I had a slight little mouth seizure just then.
Set him.
Okay.
Bless you. So what are you asking me to rate Robin Williams as the baker?
No, just what do you think of him as the baker? Do you think that's a good?
I already said 100%. Oh, yeah, like, I love that.
What about Danny DeVito as Irony, Steve Martin as the wolf. What do you think of that?
Yeah.
just a big fat yeah.
Yeah, I mean, you know, because we talked about
him. Slap the sticker on that guy.
We talked about him in the plant movie.
Yeah, A Little Shop of Horrors.
Thank you. Could not think of it.
Also a great episode. If you have not listened to our Little Shop of Horrors episode, go listen to that one.
Little Shop of Horrors.
Bop, shabop, da, do. Okay. Steve Martin.
Yeah, so he was great in that. And so seeing him in that and him being like evil and convincing, but still like funny, I think 100% mm-hmm. he could kill the role. Literally. Okay.
So what do you rate my fact?
I rated a 9.
Ooh, so it's a good fact. Wait, 9 out of 10?
Out of 250.
Ooh,
bad negative fact. 250.
Great ooh. Fact.
So yeah, I think that's interesting because, I mean, I didn't know that. And that would have been kind of cool if they had done that, but they didn't.
Mm.
And now the chance is gone.
What about this fact? Check this one out. Elise.
Okay, I think I will.
By the way, once again, we did not introduce ourselves. We are very bad at this. I am James. That's Elise. 40 minutes into the podcast.
You could just put that in the beginning.
I'm not going to, though.
Okay.
In 1988, this was when the original version of this play, this musical, came out. The Tony Awards, it won. It was nominated for Best Musical. But it won Best Original Score and Best Book, but Best Musical was Phantom of the Opera. I don't know why you're laughing at me right now.
Because it took like 10 minutes for you to even get that fact out.
There's a lot to consume right there. So think about this. It was nominated for Best Musical, and it won for Best Original Score, but not for Best Musical, which is a rare. Most things that win for Best Original Score also win Best Musical. But that year, Phantom of the Opera won Best Musical instead, which we have not watched yet.
But we will.
We will. So what do you think of that fact? Rate that sucker.
Boom. I think that it took a little long to come out, so I got distracted.
Okay, but rate the actual fact, not my presentation of the fact.
No, I have to read
the whole thing. Interesting. First of all, I didn't know they came out the same year. That's crazy. Into the Woods and Phantom of the Opera coming out the same year? Mm-hmm. That's interesting to me.
Okay. Do you just want to rate it?
Yeah, fine.
Okay, you rate it.
Yeah. I'll give it a 10. Great job, James, for finding that fact. That's a 10.
Hey, I gave your last fact a 9. I'm still on your team.
All right.
Just being honest. Next fact.
How do you know I have more facts?
Because I can see it in your eyes.
Yeah, the reflection. And there was an early draft where there was also a character of Rumpelstiltskin and the Three Pigs.
Mm.
Short enough for you?
Okay. I feel like this is going to come back to haunt me. That's cool. But you would have had the same problem as you did with the wolf.
With
the pigs. Like,
okay.
It would have had to have been pigs with just, like, animate their mouths or something.
Mm.
You wouldn't have liked that.
Nope.
So I rate that fact a 5.
Okay. I got a couple more for you. Wait, okay. I got 3 more, but do you want to hear all 3?
I'd like to hear 4.
All right.
So how about this? Tell me 4 facts and one of them's made up and I'll tell you which one's a lie.
That's going to be hard. I got to think of one right now.
You can do it. Come on.
Yeah, it's going to be so obvious.
Yeah, it'll be funny.
Okay. Here's fact number 1.
You just rolled your eyes so hard.
Maybe it's lie number 1. You don't know.
Okay.
In the original Broadway version, the guy that played Cinderella's prince and the girl that played Cinderella ended up getting married in real life.
Okay.
So that's fact or fake number 1.
Cool.
This is like a game within a game. This is rate my fact, but it's also like a factor faked.
What? Factor faked?
Yeah.
Wow.
Okay. Let's see. There was a song called I'm in the Wrong, and Stephen Sondheim admitted that
he was in the wrong.
No, this is the only line he's ever stolen from an actor. So one of the actors in his play said this, and then he based the song on that line.
Well, anyone could say that.
Oh, that's what I'm saying.
Okay, nice.
The third fact or faked is that the original wolf was arrested after the Tonys for drug possession.
Why was that one so slow?
And the fourth fact or faked is that Into the Woods was almost, it could have been a television show. They almost made it a TV show. Once Upon a Time. But like a musical, it would have been like a musical Once Upon a Time.
Okay. So three facts and a faked.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to say the fake one is that the wolf was arrested for drug possession.
What?
Just kidding. Oh. No, yeah, I'm going to go with that
one. Oh, okay. Dang it. Was it that obvious? Yeah, it was very obvious. You put me on the spot. If I would have, next time we do this fact or faked, I'm going to make up a really good one and you're going to get so duped.
Well, that's, you know, we're just always adding on. This has been fact or faked.
And that's a fact.
Or faked.
Now that you know, the three that are true, what do you think of this Cinderella and the Cinderella's Prince in the original? Where actually, they got married afterwards.
I give that a 10.
Yeah, that's cute.
Yeah, that is cute. You don't hear that every day.
No. What about the Sondheim basing a song on a character's line? The I'm in the wrong story.
I give that a 2.
Yeah, it's not that interesting, I guess, is it?
I mean, it's like he's beating himself up about nothing.
And the last thing about it could have been a TV show, kind of like a Once Upon a Time, like a Quest musical TV show. He actually said, Sondheim said this was, when he made Into the Woods, he wanted to do a journey to find something like a Wizard of Oz type thing.
Mm.
So this is like his version of Wizard of Oz.
Yeah, I mean, Once Upon a Time, I don't think like, you know, that's doing all that great. So I don't really feel like that would have been a...
Well, people love that show. I do not. I am not one of those people.
I mean, people do, but I still don't think it's like as popular as, you know, everything else.
The Sopranos.
Yeah.
You know, that modern reference.
Yeah.
I guess
like,
so.
How you doing? It's not the same.
Friends, that's Friends.
Da, na, 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 na.
So no one told you life was gonna be in the woods. And this has been Rate My Fact.
And that's a fact. Or is it?
I think most of those were facts. Elise, who would you... I mean, we talked briefly about Robin Williams playing the baker. Who would you get to play the baker instead of our buddy James Corden?
So here's the thing. I just have to say up front that I've thought about it and I wouldn't change anybody.
I was thinking that too while we were watching it. Cause a lot of times we ask the question, who would we get to replace these people? And I was watching it going, man, everybody's hitting a home run. You know, Emily Blunt, she's going to be the new Mary Poppins. I mean, you can't go wrong with that.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about that.
Anna Kendrick? Anna.
I'm going to say Anna.
Yeah. Anna Kendrick.
Don't do her like that.
Anna Kendrick, we've used her to replace somebody. Oh, last week we said instead of Nicole Kidman, what if it was
That was
Anna,
me.
Anna. So we like her. She's cool.
Yeah, she's cool.
James Corden did an amazing job. he did a great job.
You had a mouth seizure again.
Again, gosh, I gotta work on those. And then who else? Meryl Streep. Come on. Chris Pine as a cocky prince.
Come on.
Jack. I don't even know who the guy that played Jack, but that kid, I mean,
come
I thought
on.
He did a great job. Come on. Red Riding Hood. Come on. We got John Depp as his.
Come on,
John.
That's good.
Are we missing anybody? Rapunzel.
I want to say this. We've got the stepsisters and we've got the stepmom for Cinderella. Mm-hmm. The stepmom is that lady from The Grinch.
Yeah.
She's amazing. She's always so good at being evil. And yes. Then we've got the that one stepsister. I don't know who one of them is, but one stepsister is the one who's in, oh, I don't think you've seen it, Ella Enchanted. With Anne Hathaway. And she's the stepsister in that movie.
She's typecast.
Stepsister material.
I guess so.
But I still think she kills it every time. She's I love her. I think she's great.
I think it would be very hard for just any theater group to pull this one off, because it's very similar into it has a lot of moments where it almost feels like rapping, like we were saying. Like if they put a beat behind it, it's very much a hip hop song. Even though, I mean, you wouldn't think that first off.
They could definitely Hamilton it up.
They could, or if they did a remix of it, and it sounds so silly, and I hope no one ever does that. But if it did happen, it would probably be... Probably be a good mix. All right. I'm going to stop talking for like 2 seconds. Take a break.
Take a break. I was just going to say that.
My favorite scene, can you guess what my favorite scene is? Because we've talked about quite a few. This musical's kind of long, so we're not really hitting on the plot very often.
Well,
but do we ever?
Well, at the end, we'll kind of just like sum it up.
Okay, that sounds good.
Yeah.
So then in that case, guess my favorite song. I dare you.
This is a new segment called...
I dare you.
You just say like, hey, dare you, little baby.
Little baby. Prepare to be spoiled.
Prepare to be dared, little baby.
Prepare to dare.
Like a scene that has music or just a scene?
Yeah, it has music, yes.
Okay.
And it's in the second half, I will say that. Second act.
Well, it might be my favorite also. But I'm going to guess. I mean, if I'm right, it's my favorite also. I'm going to say that your favorite scene is the Blame song.
That's not what it's called, but you are correct.
Yes, I'm so good.
The song is called Your Fault.
Money.
Yes, that is such a good scene.
It is, and I forgot about it, and then it came on, and I was like, hey-o.
Yeah, I remember the first time I saw it, I thought, this is great, because there's so many characters talking over each other.
And it goes so fast.
Oh, and it's the way they did it in this one is just... The precision, the way they execute it is just great. Even the direction, the camera angles, all that stuff is very cool. But yeah, when I first saw it, I was like, this is great. And I forgot about it too. And then when we were watching it again today, I was like, that's my favorite.
Oh,
so good. Oh, yeah, that's right.
You turned Canadian in that moment.
Oh, yeah. I remember last time I went into the woods, this was also my favorite song.
Yeah, I mean, it's so good because they're just, everybody, you know, turns and starts like attacking one person and then they're like, but wait, and then they turn and attack somebody else.
And the great thing about it too, and I think it really is the essence of the last act, is that everybody blames everybody else and everybody is kind of right.
Everybody had a part in it.
Yeah, so when they turn to somebody and say, hey, no, it's your fault, this is why, and they say that the reasons why it's their fault, then I go, oh, yeah, that's right, that was her fault. And then they turn and say, no, it was actually this person's fault, and they say, and I'm like, oh, that's right, it was their fault. And then they turn to somebody else, and they list off more reasons, and they're just like...
Classic Adam and Eve.
They're blaming each other for the reason this lady giant shows up. Which is funny, because it's a lady giant.
What did you think about them not showing her, like, her full face and stuff?
They kind of do near the end, but yeah, for the most part, you see her from far away, from the point of view of what the people would be seeing.
But they definitely cut off her, like, her eyes and up in the shots.
I liked it. I think it gave it a mysterious thing, kind of like how they never really showed Jaws in Jaws. It kind of gives you this suspense thing, you know?
Yeah.
Like, what's it actually look like? It lets your imagination kind of take over.
Yeah. I thought it might have been like alluding to the play too, because in the play they can't show a giant, so it's always just an off-screen being and them just, you know, looking up.
Yeah, see, I didn't know that. You've seen it live, so they just kind of look up. Is that what they do?
Yeah, they're all just looking up kind of in one direction
One Direction, huh? Harry Styles.
That's what makes her beautiful.
Oh, imagine if the cast of One Direction did Into the Woods instead of all.
Oh, I have a question for you.
Yeah, bring it on.
No, this isn't bring it on. Although, did you know that Bring It On has a musical? And that Lin-Manuel Miranda wrote some stuff for it?
No. I think I heard there was a musical version, but I did not know that our buddy Miranda was...
Our buddy Linny. Yeah, he... Well, I saw this poster.
Poster? I barely know her.
So, anyways, I saw this poster for, you know, some high school that was putting on that musical, and I was like, wow, that's stupid. And then I looked, I kept reading, and it said something, you know, partly written by Lin-Manuel Miranda, and I was like, I'll give it a try.
Did you? So,
no.
Oh, okay. I'll give it a try. I will say this, we're getting off topic a little bit, but we talked briefly last week about there is a Groundhog's Day musical.
Oh, yeah.
And I went and listened to the soundtrack of it. Oh. And it wasn't so bad. Very repetitive, okay, as you would assume it would be from Groundhog's Day.
Well, yeah.
But they kind of do some interesting things with it. So we'll have to check that out sometime.
I mean, we're very open-minded, so.
Yeah. We'll speaking of, we should get, you know, if you have any suggestions you want us to do, hit us up on Twitter or Instagram. But yeah, we're getting ahead of ourselves. So, I mean, we're not. I think we're pretty much done.
Hold on. I have my question for you.
Oh, yes. Sorry.
Which character do you relate the most to in this movie?
Ooh, who do I relate the most to?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if I necessarily relate to any of them. I don't know. Jack, maybe?
Hmm.
Like, I kind of... Well, because I feel like he was kind of naive, and as a kid, I was kind of naive.
And now.
Well, yeah, and now. If somebody was like, here's some magic beans, and we'll pay you back, and you can get your cow later, I'd be like, okay. And then, but I would also be the guy that would, you know, climb the beanstalk. He was in trees a lot. Like, he's in the tree in the Into the Giant song.
Yeah.
Or the, I mean, Into the Sky, Giants in the Sky, whatever.
Giants
Into
in the
Giant. And then he's in the tree at the end too, where they're trying to knock down the giant. So that was just me, you know, that's not really a personality thing. It's just, I was a climber.
Climber.
Oh my gosh. I guess that's a good answer. Maybe.
Yes. I think that that's a good answer.
Okay. Yeah. What about you? Who would you relate to?
I mean, I shared the same trouble of when I thought of the question, I thought, you know, who would I relate to? I would have to say Cinderella because of like a lot of the introspection that's happening and a lot of the like indecisiveness and just basically, you know, singing her feelings. I like that.
Singing those feels. So what as Cinderella, what would you rate this musical?
If I was Cinderella?
Yeah.
Well, if I was Cinderella, I wouldn't be able to decide on a rating. So I would just say, my decision is to not decide.
My decision is stuck in the goo.
With my shoe. How about you?
So, as Elise...
Oh. I was asking, how about you? I was making you go first.
Oh, if I was Jack?
Or if you're you. Or if you're
if
you.
If I was Jack, I would give this musical a big golden egg.
Okay. And, I guess I would give this musical a slipper as pure as gold.
Okay, there you go. And as James, I would give this musical a... Oh, you
wait,
know what?
Wait, hold on.
Okay.
Hold on, because I'm not done talking about the musical yet.
Oh, sorry.
This is like the end and I'm not done.
Okay, well, keep talk.
Do we need to rate it and then go back? Or should we wait till the end?
No, neither one of us has rated it as ourselves yet. So let's hold on.
Okay, I'm sorry, but this is important. We need to talk about the witch going away, and we need to talk about the baker's wife dying. So what we're talking about is the witch's disappearance. What is your theory? What do you think? What's going on?
Hello? I just thought that was weird. The witch is up like on this little mound And then all of a sudden the mound's like, yeah, we're bye-bye. I'm going to take you into the earth now. And that, what song is that during? The Last Midnight?
It's The Last Midnight.
Yeah. It's kind of like her ultimate song, like her big, like, final song. And then she just gets sucked into the earth, and I wasn't quite sure what happened.
Why did her powers go away?
I think because she was cursed as a witch. She wasn't always a witch. She was cursed into like an ugly witch, right?
So she didn't then know. When she, go ahead.
Well, I think then when she became beautiful again, then the witch part went away. Because I don't think she was always a witch. I think that was part of the curse.
How did she not know that though?
Or
maybe she just forgot.
Got used to it. Yeah. She just got used to it.
It's been so long that she's like had the powers and then she just didn't really connect the dots.
Yep. She ain't no dot connector.
So yeah, I think that she, I mean, the whole, I wanted to talk about this too, but I mean, I think one of the themes of the movie is, you know, you don't really, what you're seeking, you don't really know if that's what you really should have.
Right.
You don't know if the desires of your heart are good for you.
Right.
So, I mean, in the end, she gets what she wants. She wants to be beautiful again. She wants the curse lifted. Then she realizes she doesn't have the powers anymore. So she, I guess, becomes suicidal because she's like, if I can't do this, I have no power anymore. So all this time I've been wanting beauty, but I guess she liked being a powerful witch instead. So I think she grabs those magic beans and she starts throwing them randomly and everybody's trying to catch them, which is funny. I mean, they clearly cannot be caught. Right. But she kind of like throws them in a circle and then she stands in the middle of the circle. So, I mean, I don't know if those are like different beans that cause like a tornado or something.
I guess so.
Beans. Yeah. But I mean, I guess she just was ready
beans,
to be done.
Beans. No, yeah, that was just weird. I didn't, you kind of hinted that like, oh, she killed herself. I was very confused. I didn't know what was going on. I just knew she disappeared. And I feel like that's that's so Jack of me to be so naive about what just happened.
Oh, Jack.
Are you ready to rate this now?
Anyways.
No, then Emily Blunt dies.
Yeah, right? Yeah. Well, not Emily Blunt, but
no,
her character,
the baker's wife dies.
Yeah, I mean, what'd you think of that?
It seemed appropriate to where the musical was going at that point. Everything got kind of dark. Everybody's making bad decisions now, and they're just kind of blaming it on the woods, especially her character. She was like, oh, whoops. Well, things are different in the woods, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And, it was kind of one of those things like, I don't know, bad decisions lead to, bad consequences.
But I thought that was interesting too, because, you know, the baby always cries when the baker holds him, and the baker says, you know, earlier he says, I don't even know if I want to be a dad. I don't know if I can really even do it. So even like that non-desire, he like towards the end, it's all his responsibility and he starts to like really appreciate it. And he's telling his son the story. His son is, you know, 1 month old, doesn't understand a lick of what he's saying, but he's telling him the story and you could tell he's really enjoying fatherhood, even though he thought he wouldn't. So I thought that was nice too, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, I get that. It's weird because I think the whole point, and I think the last song is like, be careful what you wish for. It might not be what you get, but he kind of, you know, the whole point of him going on this journey in the first place was for him and his wife to have a kid. And so now his wife is dead. They have a kid, but now he's got Cinderella there with him. And he's also got two kids, Jack and Red Riding Hood, that are like, yeah, we'll join up with you. So it's kind of like, it's not the family he necessarily wanted, but it's the family he grew into. And I think that same version of him that would have been like, I don't want to be a dad, would then look at those three kids at the end of the musical and be like, I want to be these kids' dad. You know what I mean?
Yeah, like, definitely.
He grew in wanting responsibility, I guess.
Yeah.
The first time I saw this, I was like, that was weird. And then I read some reviews about it, or not reviews, but like maybe little, what do you call it? Like theories? Or, yeah. I don't know. Yeah. Whatever. And they were like, the second half was different because blah, blah, blah. And the more I started thinking about it, I was like, oh, this was very intentional. This was done to stray away from the fairy tale, which I was not expecting. And I think we've talked a lot about the many ways it does that with, I guess, suicide, with cheating on your husband, with Cinderella doesn't necessarily cheat, but she kind of realizes it's not what she thought it was going to be. Red Riding Hood, just on crack.
Yeah. And, you know, what's funny is when I saw it live, I was watching it with somebody who, I don't remember if she hadn't seen it ever or if it just was like she hadn't seen it in a while or something, but the intermission takes place right after like the happy ending part where Cinderella's with the prince and Bakers have their baby and it's everything's magical. And like the intermission happened and they didn't say like, this is the intermission. It was just kind of like clapping. Lights go out, lights come on. And then she was like, wow, okay, here we go. Let's go home. And I was like, oh, no. That's not the end. No. And she's like, but everything resolved and everything's happy. And I was like, no, there's more. Just buckle up.
That's how I felt at the end of the intermission of Sound of Music. I was like, but it's over though, right?
Everything's good. We can go home. Nope.
I'm glad that Nazis didn't end up at the end of this one though. That would have been a weird twist to the end.
Yeah, I would have given that like a 10.
Into the woods.
Oh.
Rate this. I want to hear your rating. I'm begging now.
Okay, I'm sorry. I just really have a lot. I'm going to give it a 9.3.
Okay. Why?
Because basically the fact that I can't change any characters, I think whoever was the casting director needs a high five. And everybody killed their parts. All of the songs are good. There's like all the different emotions, there's all the different characters. I think the only reason I wouldn't give it a higher rating is just because I feel like it is a bit long. I feel like maybe things could be shortened or I kind of wish that I wish some things had been cut, but I wish like the agony scene was longer because I could watch that forever.
wanted to keep ripping open their shirts until there was just no shirts.
No, it's just, it's just so funny. Like it's just, and it's so, so close to life. You know what I mean?
Yeah, everybody knows those guys.
It hits home, so it's relatable. It's meme-worthy. I don't know, whatever the kids are saying.
I get that. I think I would have to give it a lower rating.
Oh, no.
Just lower than yours. Not super low, but I'd give it an 8.
Okay. Yeah. Take an 8.
I agree with you. It kind of goes on a little too long, and I know that the second half is supposed to be more real. And that's kind of the whole point. But I just felt like the thing about most of the songs in the second half to me is they all run together. And I know that's kind of the whole musical kind of the songs run together. That's the point. It's one musical. It's not like three different musicals. And I'm like, you know, these three musicals run together. Right. So I get that it's supposed to, you know, it lives in the same world. So it's okay if the songs sound the same. But I don't know. It gets a little bit too monotonous for me.
Yeah, I mean, go back and listen to the Not Alone song because that one's really good.
I will, and that's why I'm giving it an 8 because even though some of the songs to me get a little boring, I think that it's still worth listening to the soundtrack. It's fun in the way that like the songs are challenging enough to that as somebody that likes to memorize songs, it's fun. Like it's a challenge. To memorize these songs, which is kind of cool. I don't know. And it is a good story. I like the heart of the story and just that be careful what you wish for type of vibe. It's kind of cool.
Yeah, and I think anytime that you kind of take a known fairy tale and change it up a little bit, I mean, to me, that's always pretty interesting.
Yeah,
And so bringing them all together for one movie is pretty dope.
Yo, that's dope AF.
That's what I say.
All right, well, let's wrap it up then. Next week, oh gosh, we got a good one for you next week. It's one that we have not seen. We are watching a musical. Neither one of us have seen it.
We have not seen it.
Oh, we haven't seen it. We haven't sang it. We haven't
sang, have sung.
It. We haven't smelled it.
Well.
Anyways, we are going to be watching Singing in the Rain next week. That will be our episode. So if you have an alternate title for Singing in the Rain, please tweet at us with hashtag We Really Like Musicals Pod. Also, you can comment later on in the week, as you will see something posted about it on Instagram, I'm sure, as well as Facebook. Mm-hmm. If you follow us on those avenues of social media. And we want to hear what you guys say. You know, we want to hear those alternate titles. And also, if you have any musicals you'd like to suggest, because we're doing Singing in the Rain because of somebody's suggestion. And I guess that's all we got for today on We Really Like Musicals, and we have opinions about them, so we made this podcast to tell you our opinions about them, parentheses, the musicals. I'm James, and I'll see you later.
Oh, I'm Elise, and I'll see you later as well. Into the woods.
Musicals, jazzy.